Set professional standards.
So whenever you post an item online, make sure that you'll be around and available to either respond to inquiries, you know, calls, texts, and emails, or even meet with the customers if you're selling in person. And if you won't be, it helps to put that in your ad. So quick module, quick 3 points I want to go over. Number one is just simply be available, okay? If you're selling something and you're not going to be available, let's say you're going to be out of town for the next week or so, you know, clearly put that in your ad and communicate that with your buyers or sellers, because you want to set professional standards. You don't want to be that guy or girl who is flaky or gets a bad, you know, rep. The second point is back to what I said in the previous module is respond quickly. Okay, respond quickly, respond politely, and sell during every contact. So every contact you have with someone, you want to be constantly selling them or moving them closer to the deal. Always remember that every contact with the buyer is an opportunity to sell. So really take the time to respond to every email or message or text that's sent to you, and keep in touch with your eBay customers when it comes to eBay when they message you. When it comes to like a complaint or something negative, or, you know, if someone is disappointed, try and reach out to them, respond and apologize, or, you know, at least try to fix the problem. That'll make sure that the customer feels good and maybe even gets them back to buying from you. Now, quick example, the other day there was a keyboard that I posted up for sale. The guy drove all the way, I think he drove like 30 minutes to come look at it. Now, when he came to look at the keyboard, unfortunately the left speaker for some reason had stopped working. Now, I did not know this until, you know, he came in, we turned it on, and the left speaker wasn't working. So obviously, at that point, it's good to, you know, empathize with the buyer, because, you know, obviously, it's just, it sucks that he had to drive all the way over here, and, you know, the left speaker wasn't working. He ended up not buying it because of that, and he, long story short, is he left. Now, we could have left it at that, but instead, I decided to try and go the extra mile. Not just that, but I also wanted to close the sale. So I texted him right after he left, again, apologized for the inconvenience, I had no idea, etc. Right now, I'm actively trying to research ways to either figure out how to fix it, how much it's going to cost to fix it, or even if it's fixable. That way, it might help him buy, make a buying decision. I even offered, I was like, you know what? You drove all the way out here. I'd even be willing to sell it to you for much less than what I posted it for, okay? It was posted for $550. So long story short, after he left, I was looking into the keyboard and I unscrewed it. There was like a million screws. There was like 50 screws I had to take out. But I opened the keyboard up. I was just kind of looking around at it. I didn't really notice anything. I did notice the speaker, but I didn't do anything to it really. So when I put the keyboard back together, when I screwed everything together, miraculously, the freaking speaker started working again. So I don't know if it was like a loose wire or what, but both speakers worked. So I immediately called the guy back and I'm like, hey, you know, good news. I opened the keyboard, I put it back together, and for some reason, the speakers are working now. So if you're still interested, I'd like to sell it to you, and I'll even take off $50 off the price just because you drove all the way over here, it didn't work, and he would have had to drive back again. So he agreed, he came back the next day, he bought it for $500. So try and set professional standards. It's easy on Craigslist, especially on Craigslist with so many bad experiences people have and just weird, shady people. Whenever you can try and set a professional standard, be polite, show responsiveness, really understand the other person and try and connect with them, it's a pretty big deal, because you don't get a lot of that on Craigslist. You know, you get a lot of scammers, a lot of liars, manipulators, bad people or bad experiences on Craigslist. So if you can just show, and I'm not saying you have to be like some kind of hardcore, like nice customer service type dude. You just have to, you know, care and understand that this is another human being you're dealing with. Try and be professional and provide excellent customer service. It goes a long way. And the third point is speed. Again, I'm going to mention speed. Always look for ways to be faster and more efficient and profitable. Speed plays a big role when it comes to dealing with people. The faster and more efficient you can be, the more money you're going to make, the more profitable you're going to be.